Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's December, and it's the end of the year, and we've had such a great year this year of learning and growing with God. And in the beginning of the year, God put the theme in my heart for the year was to walk in newness of life. You know, when we've confessed with our mouth Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we were filled with the Spirit of God. We became complete. We were delivered from the powers of darkness, and God has put his heart, his mind in us, in that Spirit. And as Jesus is right now at the right hand side of God, so are we in this world. And it's in that Spirit that everything is there. And when we line our minds up by putting on the truth of who we are in Christ, then we can truly walk and be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. You know, we've done teachings on walking newness of life. We've done teachings on being led by the Spirit of God. We've done teachings on the mind, and as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We've done teachings on thoughts and minds and emotions, which is dealing with the old man. But really, our focus should be on the new man, who we are now. What God has made us in Christ, that we have that direct access to the Heavenly Father, that we got direct entrance into God, that we are before God always, and that now we are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus, that God has put everything under the feet of Jesus Christ, and he's also put it under our feet, because we're sat there spiritually at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation in Christ. Behold, all things have become new. That's what the scriptures tell us. And as we believe that, as we orientate ourselves and our thoughts and our minds with the truth of who we are in Christ, and begin to go to God and to ask him for his direction, give him our desires. See, the desires that we have is what God's put in there. And as we put those desires back to God, he is the one that opens up the doors. He is the one that makes the way where there seems no way. He is the one that heals us, that delivers us. And he's done it all in Christ. And as we walk in those truths, then we start to manifest those spiritual realities. See, the spiritual reality is as he is, so are you in this world. No, you are at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. You are powerful. You have authority over all devils and all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. You know, you are powerful people, and you know, you just need to get that image of who you are in your mind and agree with it. You know, and we do that by saying what God says. We don't say what the situation is saying. We don't say how we're feeling, bad emotions, feel upset, feel down, feel there's no direction. But we say what we want rather than what we see. And God gives us those things that we're to say. And when we say what he says, then life and light begins to shine and develop and grow. You know, and God is a mighty God of deliverance. And when people just cease from their own works, when we cease from our way of doing things and really become humble in heart and just be still and know that he's God, then you'll start to hear the voice of God. You know, God's spirit teaches our spirit, and our spirit teaches our minds. You know, so we got to be focused, and God gives that focus, just like God gives us faith. You know, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. And when you hear those words from God, then faith is birthed in you, and you really want to start to move with God. You position yourself with God, and you come into agreement with him, and then you begin to move. You know, so, you know, the things that I've been learning this year have been absolutely fantastic. I've been lining myself up with what God's been showing me, what I've been learning from the people that encourage me and inspire me to do and begin to practice those things. We've learned about honoring God with our substance and the first fruits of all our increase. If we want to be prosperous, then our seed, what we sow, is the beginning of that. You know, we're to honour God. He's the one that has blessed us. He's the one that has provided for us. And, you know, that act of honouring God is worship, and also trust and confidence in God in the area of our finances. And as we practice doing that from the heart, you know, God really takes care of your needs. He, you know, I've been proven in my life. It says in the scripture that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and that perfect will of God. You can't prove it to anyone else until you proved it to yourself first. You know, put God to the test. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not pour you out that blessing. So when you, from your heart, honour God, and you sow with expectations, then you will see that God is true to his word, that he supplies your every need. You know, it says in Philippians that, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus. That God is our sufficiency in all things, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, like it says in Corinthians. You know, God is our provider. He is the source of all of our supply in that financial area. He's the source of our supply in our physical health. He's the source of our supply in laborers and growth in the fellowship and outreach of his word. He is the source. He supplies these things. And we're not so great that we can make these things happen. But when we cooperate with God, you know, it's just a change in the mind and allowing God to reveal to you his plan, his purposes, and doing what God shows you every single day. It's a step-by-step walk with God. And then you become into a momentum of walking with God and trusting God and, you know, going to him and allowing him to inspire you with his thoughts and ideas. You know, and God really wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to prosper and have a good journey in life. Beloved, it says in 3 John, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. This prospering means to have a good journey through life. You can't have a good journey through life if you're lacking. You can't have a good journey through life if you're sick, if you've got mental problems, emotional problems. Jesus Christ paid everything for us. By his stripes you were healed. He paid for your physical healing. You know, the shedding of his blood means that you are righteous. You are clothed in righteousness. That blood has covered sin. It's gone forever. And, you know, you are as Christ is before God. That's how God looks upon you. That's how God sees you. You're a spirit person now. You're a spirit in an earthly body. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. And the kingdom of God is in you, and it's released through you when we line ourselves up with God and be ready to do and move at his bidding, at his calling, his inspiration, his ideas. When he shows us to go, we go. When he shows us to be still, that we're still. When he shows us to relax, we relax. So when we just do the things every single day with God, we wake up in the morning, you know, we got this wonderful ability that we can speak directly to God via the Spirit, that we can speak in tongues the wonderful works of God, that we can magnify God. And when we're doing that, we're building up that spirit man in us, that spirit man of Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, we are lining ourselves up with who we truly are. So you're not just an ordinary person. You are extraordinary. You are his masterpiece. You are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You're not what your old friends say about you. You're not what your wife or your husband or your mother or your father or your sister or your brother say about you. How they seen you in your old man nature. You are new. And so what are you believing? You know, it's very important what we believe. You know, so when we break tradition of our old life and break traditions of man's doctrines, then we can truly move in power. You know, that we are to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. But if we're tied up in our own affairs, with the affairs of this life, then it's going to hinder us. You know, God doesn't want you to worry for nothing. He has blessed you so that you could be a blessing. you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. And, you know, we got to realize that's what we are. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are saying right now. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing. The blessing of the Lord maketh one rich and addeth no sorrow with it. God wants us prosperous, body, soul, spirit, in our finances, in our relationships. He wants us to really be a blessing. He wants us to really shine as lights, to be those examples, to encourage those that are in darkness to come to light, to when we speak the glorious gospel of God about Jesus Christ, then they can receive Jesus as their Lord, that they can be born into the kingdom of God, because we are born into the kingdom of God. Like in Galatians 2, you know, Paul had a radical deliverance. He had a radical change, and he orientated himself straight away from being born again, from persecuting the church of God with passion, thinking he was doing the will of God. It wasn't until Jesus confronted him and challenged him, you know, that Paul become humble. Straight away, he orientated himself. Straight away, he was ready to move. That's quite amazing when you think about it. How long has it taken us to get to that point to really move? You know, because we've been listening to man's doctrine and what they think that the Bible is saying. But we got to listen to what God's saying. And God is the one that opens up the scriptures to us as we meditate, as we read personally the scriptures in our own life, as we work them as God leads us. It's got to be led by God what we do. If you're opening up your Bible and it's not led by God, you're not going to really see much. You might just get a bit of knowledge there. But God, when we go to the scriptures at the leading of God, he opens up his truth to us, and he speaks to us via the scriptures also. There's many ways God can communicate to us, you know. And like in Galatians, when Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's how we're to live. You know, that the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And if we don't live that way, then we're frustrating the grace of God. Because in the next verse, he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by law, then Christ is dead in vain. We can't make nothing happen, guys. You know, we're designed now to be led by God, to do his will, to listen to his voice, to have that relationship with our Heavenly Father. You know, God wants you, he's more concerned with your relationship with him than anything else, because we need to be in right position in heart and mind and spirit to really move. It needs to be lined up. Alignment and harmony is body, soul, and spirit lined up. And then when we practice the principles of God, then we get results, because we're doing it not from a carnal mind, but we're doing it from a heart turned towards God. So when our hearts are turned towards God, then God can have his way. He can bless us. He can show us his perfect will for our life and what he's got planned for us as individuals and as collectively together as the body of Christ. You know, it's the grace of God. God does the work. You are saved by grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. Oh, I've taken this class and I've taken that class and I've got this degree and I got that degree. That's a boast. But no, we're saved by grace. God's favor is God's favor to us. No one can boast. You know, Jesus Christ done the work for us so that God can do the work through us. Jesus Christ done the work for us so God could do the work through us, and that we can reach out with the power of God, being those witnesses, shining as lights in this crooked and perverse adversary kingdom. The systems of the world are that way. But people are to be loved. People are to be reached. There's many people sat in darkness, in the shadow of death, that need you to speak to them. And if your heart is lined up with the Father, then he can show you where to go, when to go, or here bring people to you. But you need to be ready, and you are ready. Like Paul, he was ready. He had one mindset before persecuting the church of God. Then he had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he was with the disciples certain days. He was strengthened in encouragement as well as in body. And then he moved with God. He was led by God. He didn't confer with no man. He didn't confer with anyone. He didn't go to Jerusalem to get teachings from James or Peter or John. But he went with God. And God led him. And you can hear God's voice today. God is speaking out loud today. But it's the clutter of the world, the clutter and noise of tradition, that deafens our ear to that simple voice of God, that powerful voice of God, that still small voice of God. When we position ourselves, then we can hear the voice of God. He's not stopped speaking to you. But what's distracting our hearts? What's distracting our minds? You know, we're to reckon our old man dead, our old man nature dead. And we're to put on that mind of Christ. And we go to God. We give him the desires that he's put in our heart. And we say, Father, you lead the way. You open up the doors. And when God puts something in your heart, when you take a step on that, then the doors open wonderfully. And God encourages you with that. You know, when he's leading, you won't miss what God's showing you to do. And it's taken me a time now to really understand that God is leading us and working in us. We get all hung up on all different types of things and how things should be taught, how things should be run, and how things should be done. The most important thing is that we go to God and we listen to God and we do what he puts in our heart, and that we have a right mindset, that God wants us to be blessed in our hearts and our minds and our emotions, because we're already spiritually blessed. Okay, and then when we line our minds up with that, then that starts to manifest in our life. We start to evidence that Christ-like walk. We start to move in power. You know, and devils know when you're walking and when you're not walking. They recognize that because we're lights. How bright is your light shining? And so when we get the sound doctrine, right encouragement, we get the right connections, we're humble and meek to listen to what we're being encouraged, and we do those things without question, you know, because we take it to God. And then we start to manifest fruit. This is God's heart and will for our lives. And so this has been a wonderful, wonderful year of great learning. I'm excited for the new coming year, unless Jesus Christ comes back in the meantime. A new year, 2020, and I like to say 2020 vision, God's revelation, and God is showing and is open revelation. We're under an open heaven, guys. You know, the heaven of God is not closed to you. It's open. It's come to you. You're in it. It's in you. Christ, God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when we get God's perspective on things and we can move, you know, a lot of people I know, and they're wonderful people, but they let their emotions and their circumstances dictate to them. They let old traditions stop them from moving in the truths of God, of who they are in Christ. Well, I've made my mind up that I'm going to move with God, and I'm going to allow him to work in me, and where I need to change, I am ready and willing and humble to change, because I want to do the will of God from the heart, that I want to please him. You know, Jesus Christ always did the Father's will. He wasn't worried about other people's opinions, and if they walked away from him, they walked away from him. But his mind was set on God. My mind is set on God. Is your mind set on God? Are you willing to forsake anything that really stops you from moving in that true power of God where there's fruit? You know, and as we remain in Christ, as we remain God orientated, we will become fruitful. You know, and I know that God's been pruning back a lot of things in my life so I can grow. And he's humbled me, lovingly corrected me. You know, all scripture is, you know, profitable. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, God will correct us, but it's always lovingly. It's always wonderful. He'll give us instruction, and it's always loving and edifying. And he'll always reprove us where we need that, but it's always to edification, never destruction. Our God is a God of encouragement, and these things were in my heart to share with you. I want to thank those people that have supported us through the year, and your continued support, we thank God in advance. It's already done. We know that he's supplying every need. He works in the heart, and we know that God is multiplying the seeds that you sow and increasing the fruits of your righteousness. But God wants us to expect from God. You know, expect your fellowships to be filled. See your fellowships filled with those that hunger and desire. How hungry are you for the truth, the right way, God's right way, which produces fruit in our lives, not just a barren fellowship or barren relationships, but God wants us to really focus with him. He really wants us to orientate ourselves to him and do what he shows us to do. And when we do that, we'll be connected with the right people that will help us to grow, help us to develop, help us to be encouraged, you know, because we have fellowship with God. And, you know, God wants us to have fellowship with one another. We've been called to one body of Christ, not many bodies. There's just one body of Christ, guys. You know, so I'm very excited. I know God has got your back. He's got my back. As we stay in line with him, we will prosper. We will flourish. We will grow. We will multiply. Because that's the will of God from the heart. We will see our countries and local areas filled with many different fellowships where people are being born again, where they're coming from darkness to light. And even with the outreach of the word, it's got to be God-led. You know, we pray for the laborers. Jesus Christ said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth the laborers into the harvest. So God provides the laborers. You know, God provides everything. He provides everything. And we just need to be obedient to do what he wants us to do. Like Isaiah said, here am I, send me, Lord. And, you know, and God gives us the message. You know, Isaiah didn't say, here I am, now I got my message I want to give. He didn't know what to say until God told him what to say. And so we go with God. And we just make up our minds on that point that you're going to do what God shows you. You're going to be led by that Spirit of God. You're going to allow God to provide you the words to speak, the finances, the resources, the laborers, the open doors. When we make that decision, which I already done this year, then he starts to do everything else. And it is the things are not by my effort or my ability, but that God has opened the doors. So this is what was in my heart to share with you. I pray it blesses you and encourages you. And you know, if you have lack right now in your life, God says he supplied your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. See that need met. See it in your mind right now that it's met, that God is faithful, that he knows your need. And I know this time of the year, you know, it can be a burden on some people. It used to be a burden with us, but not now, because we got our priorities straight. You know, God has taught me a lot about finances, about honoring God with our substance, about being good stewards. You know, the companion teaching to, you know, honoring God or prosperity or anything is about stewardship. And that we steward the things of God and he shows us how to do it. You know, God's eradicated debt out of my life because I've done what God showed me to do. I haven't listened to anyone else in that era. I've listened to God and he showed me what to do, and he's eradicated things. And he's the one that multiplies our seed. He's the one that shows us what to do. And if you're, whatever you're doing now, if it's working with what God's showing you, keep doing that until God shows you different. You know, just do what God puts in your heart. You know, he will fill you to the level of your hunger. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And you'll be filled to overflowing. Because our God is a God of abundance. Our God is a God of deliverance. Our God is a God of light. And I was just inspired this afternoon just to grab my dictaphone, come down to the living room, and just speak. And this is what I've done. So I pray that you're encouraged. I pray that you're blessed. Just orientate yourself to God. Get focused. Write your vision down. Write God's revelation down to you. Make it plain so when you read it, you can run to do it. You've got to have goals, guys. You know, and God gives you those goals, those visions. I see God's word moving powerfully throughout all of the United Kingdom, going straight into Europe and other parts of the world that haven't had that gospel yet. I want to preach where Christ hasn't been preached and where people haven't heard the gospel. You know, I don't want to build on another man's foundation. So my heart is to do things with God. And I'm not worried about numbers. That's God's game. My job is to sow and water. And it's God's job to give the increase. That's not my job. My job is to listen to God, do what he shows me to do, and focus solely on what he wants me to do, regardless of other voices. We obey the voice of God, and when we focus that way, focus our minds, set ourselves like a flint, then God goes to work powerfully, and we know that it's he that is doing the work and not us. So God bless you. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Be led by the Spirit of God. Allow God to work in you. Allow God to build your vision, your desires. Ask Him for His desires. You know, delight thyself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Go to Him. Ask Him. You know, ask big. Don't ask small. You receive not because you ask not. God says, now ask me. If you don't believe me, what does it say in Ephesians 3:20? Now God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. So ask big. Don't be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And He's with you. He really wants you to manifest the success that He's planned for you. But we have to line up with Him, guys. We have to line up with Him. And I'm seeing this more and more each day, that when I just stop doing what I think I should be doing and say, okay, God, now you show me. I'm not going to move until I know it's you. And you'll know when it's God. Because the more you practice the presence of God, the more you meditate, speak in tongues, focus your mind on the Father and on the things of the Father, He will start to show you and you'll start to know. And you know when it's God, because it's first peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, and you'll be inspired to move. When God gives you direction, you'll be inspired to move. So let's cease from our own works, our own plans, our own great ideas, and allow God to bless us and allow God to do His work. And God wants you out of bondage. If you're a believer 30-40 years and you're still struggling in areas, then just cease from your own works, go to God, trust Him, get yourself with people that are strong in the Word, strong with the Father, being led by the Spirit of God. Be humble and meek to what they're encouraging you, instead of arguing with your doctrine how you think it should be. We got to be humble and meek. That is the first key. Be meek, listen to what's being said, and then take that to God, and hear confirm things to you. Here, prove the things that I'm saying. You know, if you are taking what I'm saying and then you begin to apply, here, prove it to you. I've proved the things to myself and I'm still proving, still got a lot to learn, and I'm getting the right connections that I need and that God wants me to have, that He's planned for my life. And we definitely need right connections. And, you know, it's been a lot of learning and growing. You know, one thing that will stop you from moving with God is being critical of other people, criticizing other believers. Motive. When you start doing that, then you've taken your eyes off God. Let's mind our own business and let's get about the Father's business. And God really wants you blessed. This may seem a strong message to you. If it is, then God bless you. You know, then maybe He wants you to change a few things. Maybe He wants you to orientate yourself to Him. Maybe you think you are. But where's the fruit? There should be some fruit. The fruit starts within us and then it manifests itself outside of us so that we can see the evidence of what God is saying. So, you know, we prove that to ourselves, what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then we can prove it to others. You know, we put it to the test and then you'll see the fruit. And fruit does not lie, guys. But that fruit starts in you, the fruit of the Spirit, baby. It starts with you. And then it's contagious as you keep moving with God. So God bless you.